What's going on here?
Oh, just sit down and listen.
Okay.
Do you want to hustle? Do you want to salsa? Come to Rimba Simba Reverend, the old Halleman, the Rimba in the Rimba Red, the Lumber Red, Rimba Cardinal, the Sibley, the Lumber Runte, the Lumber Runte, the Lore, Dory, Dossi, Doss, and call Salsame, Salsame. Or if you want to find a dear Nisco deal and disco to you, call Disco Hotline 661-1181 at the Rimba Cardinal, the Sibley, the Lumber Tagato, Simba Rimba, the Lumber, the Ronda Cochueva Health Spa.
You're listening to the Spanish service of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. The following program will be transmitted in the English language at 1 7/8 inches per second.
La RG 690.
Hola, this is the DX Audio Service, S-O-C-K-S. I keep hearing that commercial on radio. What can I say? This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1993. This is also our anniversary edition, as is the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. So you don't know what's going to be coming out of that speaker at you. It should be good. On this edition, we're going to be announcing the winners of our Jingle Jungle contest. We have a winner and a runner-up. We'll also be giving you the answer to Jingle Jungle number 1, and we'll be giving you Jingle Jungle number 2, which is called Missing Call Letters. Should be interesting. By the way, we had a couple cards and letters from people saying that they didn't want to try the contest. They thought it was a little too hard and all they could do was guess. Well, guess what? Both our winner and our runner-up did not have both correct answers, but we had to take the one which was the closest to the correct answer, and that's how they scored the victory. So when in doubt, take a guess. You just might be a winner. The National Radio Club's 60th Anniversary Convention is going to be held in Enfield, Connecticut, and that's going to be held September 3rd through the 6th. So we'll have more details on future editions of the DX Audio Service. The International Radio Club of America's convention is going to be held in Billings, Montana, June 25th through the 27th. You can contact John Johnston at 979 Neptune Boulevard, Billings, Montana, 59105 for further information. And the WTFDA's convention, that's the TV and FM DXers convention, is going to be held July 22nd through the 24th in Nashville, Tennessee. Contact Tom Bryant at 849 Todd Priest Drive in Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. By the way, if you have a tape which is destroyed by the post office somewhere along the line and you need to get a new copy, remember just to send us back the tape as it is and we'll replace it at no charge. And on this edition, we've got the Market Scope, and as I mentioned on the last edition, it's going to be a great one because it's going to be starring you, the membership, as the stars of the Market Scope. So give a listen. In fact, there's a neat air check of Ken Chatterton from 53. See you then.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We start with edition number 306 and a whole bunch of call letter changes on 610 WHYM Pensacola, Florida becomes WVTJ. 750 WWAX Oliphant, Pennsylvania. The station is presently silent. When they return to the air, they'll return with new calls WMXH. 1030 WMIN Maplewood, Minnesota becomes WCTS. On 1050, WNTR, Silver Springs, Maryland, changing to WKDL. 1070, KRBE, Houston, Texas, changing to KCRR. On 1150, WKPA, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, becomes WGBN. On 1170, WJCC, Norfolk, Massachusetts, changing to WDIS. 1230, WITH, Baltimore, Maryland, becomes WKDH. 1280 WIBB Macon, Georgia, changing to WKXK. 1310 KZVE San Antonio, Texas, changing to KONJ. On 1340 WTSW Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, becomes WYCK. Also on 1340 KORQ Abilene, Texas, becomes KYYD. on 1360 WELP, Easley, South Carolina, changing to WLWZ. 1380 KIPO, Pearl City, Hawaii, becomes KIFO. 1460 WPRW, Manassas, Virginia, becomes WKDZ. On 1470 WMDR, Alcoa, Tennessee, becoming WBCR. Also on 1470 KSPL, San Marcos, Texas, becomes KUOL. Two changes on 1540 KSGB, University Park, Texas, becoming KTNO. WRBN, Richmond, Virginia, becomes WREJ. On 1550, WAAJ, Huntsville, Alabama, becomes WLOR. And two changes on 1600, KRXY, Lakewood, Colorado, changing to KWMX. And KBBX, Centerville, Utah, becoming KCPX. Looking into otherness on 710 WEGG, Rose Hill, North Carolina, this station is silent for repairs, is expected to return. 1340 WYCK, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, we just gave you that call change. Under the call WTSW, they were silent, but they are now on the air and are rebroadcasting the programs from WICK, 1400 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. 1480 KRRU, Pueblo, Colorado, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1530 KXRQ, Truman, Arkansas, is silent. And on 1560 WTKN, Daleville, Alabama, is silent. Moving on to AM switch number 307, just one call letter change on 1030 KBZR, Blue Spring, Missouri, changing to KBEQ. In otherness, on 1050 WCMS, Norfolk, Virginia, this station shown in the latest NRC log as being silent. It is now back on the air. On 1460 CJMH, Medicine Hat, Alberta, better grab this one while you can because it's received a permit to move to FM 92.1 and will be closing down the AM station as soon as the FM is operational. On 1500 WTNE, Trenton, Tennessee, this station is silent for repairs but will return. 1560 WSQR, Sycamore, Illinois, this station is now back on the air. And according to our friends at M Street Journal, the station is temporarily being run by students at Northern Illinois University with a modern rock format. That might be kind of fun to hear that. And also on 1560 KKID, Salisaw, Oklahoma, this silent station has returned to the air. They are now relaying the FM station in Joplin, Missouri, KKUZ. On we go to AM switch number 308, more call letter changes on 770, KPLA, Riverbank, California, becomes KCBC. 790, KFLI, Eureka, California, changing to KWSW. On 810, WXLR, Hahira, Georgia, becomes WSHF. 820, WAPO, Jasper, Tennessee, changing to WWAM. On 990, WANT, Richmond, Virginia, becomes WTMM. 1020, KRAD, Perry, Oklahoma, changing to KASR. On 1050, WPZA, Ann Arbor, Michigan, becomes WTKA. On 1070, KRBE, Houston, Texas, changing to KCRR. 1140 KLUC, North Las Vegas, Nevada, changes their call to KXNO. 1170 KSTT, Davenport, Iowa, becoming KJOC. On 1290 WIQB, Saline, Michigan, becomes WAMX. 1470 KVIN, Vinita, Oklahoma, changing to KITO. And finally on 1510 KIDZ, Independence, Missouri, changing to KJLA. One new station was applied for in Edition 308 on 1490 Great Falls, Montana. Application for a station with 300 watts day and night and a U1 antenna. And one new station has been granted. Well, sort of a new station. Actually, it's a synchronous transmitter on 1340 in Amaret, Missouri. The station will have 250 watts day and night. The antenna will be U1, and it will be synchronized between two other stations on 1340 that are presently carrying the same programming, those stations being KNHN in Kansas City, Missouri, and KSEK in Pittsburgh, Kansas. This synchronous transmitter will extend the coverage to make pretty solid coverage all the way between one station to the other. Moving into otherness on 650 WBSO, Clinton, Massachusetts. That was a new station that was never built. Its permit has now been canceled and its call letters have been deleted, so you can scratch that one out of the lock. On 1050 WKDL, Silver Spring, Maryland, this silent station has returned to the air. They're carrying the new Radio Zone Kids format. The other station in that market, WKDZ 1460 in Manassas, Virginia, is set to simulcast WKDL, but that station has not yet returned to the air. On 1230 KKUL, Hardin, Montana, another station shown as silent in the log is now back on the air. 1440 KPUR, Amarillo, Texas, a silent station that has returned to the air. 1480 KWUN, Concord, California, has gone silent. And finally, we check out edition number 309 of AM Switch. Just a few call letter changes. On 1180 WMLX, Florence, Kentucky, changes to WBND. 1400 WXBX in Buffalo, New York, becomes WWWF. And in otherness, on 580 KZMX, Hot Springs, South Dakota, this station went silent in February. The phone is disconnected, by the way. Doesn't look like that'll be back soon. 870 WGTL, Salisbury, North Carolina, is silent. The property where the station was located has been sold, and no word from the local media in that area if or when that station may return to the air. 910 WGBI, Scranton, Pennsylvania, another Scranton and Wilkes-Barre simulcast. This station now is simulcasting the programming from WIL K, the 980 station in Wilkes-Barre. 1120 WBNM, Gordon, Georgia, is silent. 1170 WARW, Cornwall on Hudson, New York. This silent station has returned to the air. 1360 WLCM, Lancaster, South Carolina. This station is gone. We started to wonder what the story was with WLCM when we saw that call letter assigned to a station in Charlotte, Michigan a couple months ago. Well, it turns out that WLCM, Lancaster, South Carolina, is gone for good. All the equipment and land was sold at an auction last year. The phone number still works if you want to make reservations at the Lancaster Best Western Motel, that is, but this station is gone, so 1360 WLCM, Lancaster, South Carolina, scratch that out of your log. 1450 KMHT, Marshall, Texas, this station is silent pending a sale, but the new owners plan to have it back on soon. On 1490 WJRB, Bradenton, Florida, this station is silent. A staff member at the station told us they're building new studios and should return to the air in mid-April. I should correct and say they didn't tell us. They told John Bowker, who told us. On 1530 WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey, this station has been silent since a mid-February fire at their transmitter site silenced the station, but they do plan to return to the air and may have already done so by the time this tape reaches you. And finally, on 1540 WADM, Decatur, Indiana, this station is now silent. They had been rebroadcasting WQTZ-FM, but that station has now been bought by the 1380 station in Fort Wayne, and so WADM presently is off the air. And that will wrap it up for AM Switch for this month on the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you about 30 days from now with more stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, it's time to see if we can locate John Bowker, who we understand has left home base in Florida and is now off on another one of those 6 months odysseys of recording IDs and station call letters all across the country. Where can he be today? We'll all find out together. John Bowker, take it away.
Well, hello again, everybody. And Jerry Starr, am I glad you're in Youngstown, Ohio, and not down where I am, because if you were, you'd be all over me, I'm afraid, because of some mistakes I made. In the February and the March editions, well, I don't know, one of the two or both, WSKE in Everett, Pennsylvania, no matter what I tell you, it's still at 1040, or it is now at 1040 on the dial, not where I told you before. I don't know. I was in New Jersey just recently here this spring, in fact, listening to see if the Flemington station was yet on the air at 1040. And by the way, it is not. But I heard WSKE at 1040, and it suddenly went into a cold chill after what I had made a big point of telling you it was on another frequency. Oh, and I do know the difference between the Granite State, that's New Hampshire, and the Garden State of New Jersey. And I got those mixed up on the 1050 tape just last month. So forgive me, I don't know how many people pointed that out to me. So Fred, you know, what are you going to do? This time we're going to be going with the 1050 tape west of the eastern part of the United States. And as we start the April 1993 travelogue on the DX Audio Service, I think you're really going to enjoy this one from Alabama. Listen to this beautiful ID.
WSTH AM Columbus, WXTH Alexander City, WSTH FM Alexander City, Columbus, Phoenix City, Auburn, Opelika, Eufaula, LaGrange, Noonan, Montgomery, the South.
I'm not clear on why he just stopped with the South. It could have gone on from that. Here's another one from Alabama.
Jackson County's first radio station, WWIC, Scottsboro.
Tragedy aboard a Navy ship. Bush attacks Democrats on the economy. With Mutual News, I'm Carol Preston.
Okay, Carol. The lesson that one learns in collecting station breaks after a while is keep a little more rather than a little less. It was very tempting when I was starting to collect station breaks. I'd go into a new town with one recorder, and as soon as the guy said the station break and gave the city, I would quick hit a push button or change the dial to another station. For instance, going through Sparta, Tennessee in 1970, this is all we kept.
WSMT AM and FM in Sparta, Tennessee.
That's all there is to it. Oh, dear. And then on that same trip, we came up from Tennessee through Kentucky, and there we were in the northern part of Kentucky.
From Cincinnati, Ohio, this is 1050 WZIP.
That's all we kept. Hey, we were in Covington, Kentucky. Don't give me a bad time, though. But that's all we got from WZIP at that particular time. They've since changed call signs, so our chance to get that station enlarged somewhat is not so very good. But now, some of the other station breaks that we've been able to keep, for instance, up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that's more of a relaxed atmosphere around the university up there, and this is what we got. Hey, I love the last line on this ID. Listen to what she says.
The Greek Melodies program comes to a close. This program was produced, directed, and hosted by George and Nina Contis and is presented every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WPAG 1050 AM Ann Arbor. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday and every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. and get a taste of grease.
I'm not sure you could make that up, but she says, get a taste of grease. We had a place on 8th Avenue in New York I used to eat in, and we got a taste of grease, all right. That station changed call signs from WPAG not so very long ago when, who was it, Domino? There was quite a story about the Detroit Tigers, and I'm going to get it messed up if I try to relate it here. But anyway, it changed from WPAG to an abbreviation for one of America's finest and favoritest fast foods.
Crystal Gale, the song called Half the Way from WPZA Ann Arbor. Coming up next, the news at 3 from ABC. Joyce Nielsen follows at 3:05 with WPZA News.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Jordan. Do we have a Pennsylvania lottery winner?
We have...
Okay, we weren't sure even then. WPZA, yeah, it stands for pizza, and indeed it was owned by a pizza company. This next one was not far from Ann Arbor. Well, it's sort of across the whole state of Michigan and down into Indiana a little ways, down on U.S. Route 30. But I do not appreciate the way this announcer gave his call sign. Once his son John used to work in this town, and he recorded this one. But I swear that the third letter of this call, the fellow emphasizes it as the letter Z, the last letter of the alphabet. And that's not what it is. Listen.
Music Radio. WTCA, Plymouth.
Now, I hear him say WTZA every time I listen to that, but it isn't. It's WTCA. Okay, let's go out to the ballpark.
First and third with one out, and we'll pause for station identification on the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network.
AM 1050 WDZ Decatur.
Boy, what a great call. What a wonderful
call. Dwight
Smith. Let's go up into Wisconsin now.
It's 11 o'clock, and this is 1050 WLIP Kenosha. 73 degrees in Kenosha. Good morning. I'm Barry Frommey, WLIP News.
Good morning. Sounds like nice weather. Let's stay up there. Couldn't make that one out, could you? Ha-ha, WISM, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. In fact, that was a change of call from WOKL. Listen.
You're listening to Badger football on award-winning AM Radio 10 Sports, WOKL, Eau Claire.
And then if we go over into Minnesota, right along the southern border here.
N5O plays great stereo country on KLOH Pipestone.
Now this ABC News brief. Thousands are homeless in Nicaragua. President Violeta Chamorro is urging other countries to send in aid in the wake of a deadly series of tidal waves.
That KLOH in Pipestone, that's in the southwest, very southwesterly corner of Minnesota. So it comes into South Dakota better in places than it does in lots of places in Minnesota. Okay, Doko, let's see. We're going to learn about a confrontation with Iraq coming up now on a talk station.
5 to 70. We are at 60 degrees currently with sunshine here at KSIS.
Nifty 1050 KSIS. The oldies channel. We're your oldies channel. KSIS Sedalia. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The White House is now downplaying the prospects of another confrontation with Iraq.
Well, I'm afraid the White House messed that one up, too. Oh, and I thought I had troubles. Let's stay in the state of Missouri for a few minutes in another talk station.
Sound of America, from the Show Me State, KMIS, Portageville, Missouri.
Okay, that's what we kept on that one, too. That goes back a few years. Not too far, actually. In all fairness.
All dreams of yesterday.
Great songs and great memories. From your station for the original hits, AM 1050, KGTO, Tulsa. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy. Short while ago, pro-Iranian kidnappers in a statement with a photograph of U.S. hostage Joseph Sissipi.
You know, I recorded that station in Tulsa from quite a distance, in fact. We were in a place called Pigeon Landing. Pigeon Landing, Oklahoma, that's right. We had just come down from Springfield, Missouri. Tulsa is in the northeast corner of Oklahoma. I don't have to tell you that, I'm sure. Okay, we're going to get a weather forecast and a financial analysis, so all in the very same sentence.
We're talking business, money, and personal success. KMBA Business Radio 1050, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque.
This is Business Radio for October 4th, 1991. I'm Gloria Goodwin. Financial anchor Joe Carlton will have a first look at closing numbers for the week on Wall Street. Forecaster Paul Cavanaugh says light snow is flying from the Dakotas to northeastern Colorado.
See, I told you. You know, it's interesting that Albuquerque should have a station at 1050 on the dial, because this is a Mexican clear channel, as I explained during the March DX Audio Service travelogue. And does Mexico have a big station at 1050? You better believe it. They got more than one, too. But this is the one that seems to come in throughout the southwest of the United States. We have two.
You're listening to XCG Monterey, Mexico, at meeting address, post office box 28, St. Louis 66, Missouri.
And we, hey, no, don't ever criticize the U.S. Postal Service again. Mexico must be in horrible shape when XEG in Monterey, Mexico uses a St. Louis mail drop. I don't know. We got another ID, not quite as good, but longer. Right here somewhere.
XEG, 1050 kHz, difundiendo en la banda de amplitud modulada para todo México, desde Monterrey.
Don't know if you could hear in the background some music from a station interfering with it. That was not Albuquerque, and it was not a U.S. station. It's another Mexican station. So 1050 is big in Mexico, and we're lucky to have almost any stations in the United States. Let's see if we can pick up a weather forecast here from our
We've
next...
We've had sunny skies all day today, and they continue to prevail. With a temperature reading of 83 degrees, it's 6 o'clock. You're tuned to KTBA, Tuba City, Arizona.
Yeah, I recorded that one from some distance, perhaps too far. Tuba City, like the musical instrument. Now, one of the biggie stations at 1050 on the dial, we played up the WHN and et cetera of New York last time. Let's go out to San Francisco. In fact, the whole Bay Area, and you're going to hear five IDs all from the same station, all handling themselves in quite different ways. I think you'll be amused by this. Just pay attention and be patient.
Kofi 1050 La Radio, KOFY, San Mateo, tu emisora amiga.
Por supuesto, después de escuchar las noticias. Carlitos Lin, this is KOFY, San Mateo.
KOFY, Coffee 1050, San Francisco.
Coffee Radio, the Nifty 1050 KOFY San Mateo. I'm Mark Watkins, also known as Pete Packard.
Pete Packard!
You're hearing things
on
KOFY Coffee 1050.
And if you'd like to get in on this deal, 415-872-1050 is our number. This is Coffee AM San Mateo. And the new Coffee FM, KOFY-FM in San Francisco.
Caller Radio, Coffee 1050.
Rock and roll, Chuck Berry doing Maybelline, Coffee AM and FM.
Okay, so there's a history of a station in about 30 seconds. Went from Spanish to English, from San Mateo to San Francisco, and back to San Mateo, and FM in San... I don't know. That station in Alabama still has my head spinning, the one that serves all the stations, all the cities in Alabama, and the whole South. I love that. That's the one we started with. Let's move up to the complex of Eugene, Springfield, in Oregon. And after that, we'll go up into the state of Washington.
Stay tuned for the best in Bible teaching and praise music on KORE, Springfield, Eugene, 1050 on your AM dial.
Okay, in Washington.
At the same time and station. You've been listening to the Concepts of Faith broadcast, sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries, England, Arkansas, 72046.
Program is heard weekdays here on KBLE Seattle. Delayed news, the Senate voting to keep the sugar support price at 18 cents a pound, rejecting a proposal.
We got one more up that way, too, signing off.
AM 1050, KEYF Dishman, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and Cheney is leaving the air. We'll resume broadcasting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. KEYF is owned and operated by Unicom Broadcasting Incorporated. The staff and management of AM 1050 would like to bid you a very pleasant good evening.
Now, of all the stations at 1050 on the dial in the Northern Hemisphere, we had the WHN, WEVD, WFI, I don't know, all those in 1050 in New York, KOFY serving the San Francisco Bay Area. But I think of all of them so far, the one that would that we would really miss the most of all of them right now is this one. And we have three IDs from them.
Right now, it's 23 degrees for 1050 Chum AM News. I'm Richard Maxwell.
Toronto. Whoopee!
You know, there was a time when nobody would have guessed that WLS would stop its rock music format, or WCFL for that matter, or so many of the WABC in New York, so many of the stations. How long do you give Chum? Gosh, I hope it's going to be around a while. Hey, I'm out of time for this month. We'll see you next month in May with 1060 on the dial. Bye-bye for now.
And now...
You've yearned! You've waited! Now, here's the winner of the Jingle Jungle!
Okay, we have the winner of the Jingle Jungle, but first of all, let's play the Jungle. Jungle number one. Now, you might be wondering, what is in the jungle? Let's take them out into the open and listen to them again.
77 WABC 1260 WNDR.
And when you hear you take them out of the jungle, they are 770 WABC and 1260 WNDR, both stations in the state of New York. Connie, we have a winner, don't we?
Yes.
What's his name?
Eric Lund.
Okay, Eric Lund. And where does Eric live?
Sweden.
All the way in Sweden. And Eric nudged out John Esbacher by one letter.
Wow.
Yeah. He got John, when it came down to both of them, they both got 770 WABC. The second one they just barely got, but we had to give it to Eric because he had an R in the call sign, and there was no R in John's call sign on the second one. He had WABK 1280, close, but no cigar. Eric, we're going to give you an extra month subscription to the DX Audio Service, and John, as a runner-up prize, we're going to give you your very own jingle. Listen to this.
WJSB in Crestview.
Dad, give him another one.
All right, one more. Here we go.
WJSB, the entertainment sound, radio 1050.
Let's move on to Jingle Jungle number two, and it's called Missing Call Letter. We're going to play you a jingle, and the last two letters of the station's jingle are missing. What you've got to do is tell us what the entire station call sign is. Your answer must be received by April 30th, 1993 to be eligible. Now, here is Jingle Jungle.
You're listening to the good guys. They're the most, the best of all the good guys. Coast to coast on Radio 15 WJ.
Two letters are missing at the end. You have to tell us what the entire station call sign is. Connie, give them hint number one.
This radio station was on 1500.
Hint number two.
The first two letters are W and J.
And hint number three.
The station played this jingle in 1962.
Okay, you have to give us the entire call sign. And your entry must be received by April 30th. If we have more than one correct entry, what we'll do is we'll draw for a winner. And the winner will receive After Dark number 4.
Radio 8CKLW Sports.
The Atlanta Braves will be on 640 WGST and 94.9 WPCH. The Baltimore Orioles on 1090 WBAL. The Boston Red Sox on 680 WRKO. The California Angels on 710 KMPC and in Spanish on XPRS 1090. Chicago White Sox on 670 WMAQ. And since it's conflict with the Bulls take priority, so they might be going to AM 1000 The Loop unless the Hawks get in there, and I don't know where they're going to go right now. The Chicago Cubs on 720 WGN. Cleveland Indians on 1220 WKNR, Cincinnati Reds 700 WLW, Detroit Tigers on 760 WJR, and by the way, yes, Ernie Harwell is coming back on a part-time basis. How about that, Tiger fans? Houston Astros on 950 KPRC, Kansas City Royals on 580 WIBW, Los Angeles Dodgers 790 KABC, Milwaukee Brewers on 620 KABC. Considering the Bucks and the NBA are in last place, looks like the Brewers are going to take priority on the channel this time around. The Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO, the Montreal Expos in English, 600 CICQ, and 730 French, CKAC. The New York Mets on 660 WFAN, but in case of the Knicks who are going for the Eastern Conference title, looks like they're going to take priority and the Mets might be relegated somewhere else, but I believe they do have a three-station network, so look for the Mets elsewhere at the certain games. 770 WABC will carry the New York Yankee games. Oakland A's have a new home on 910 KNEW out of Oakland. The Philadelphia Phillies on 1210 WOGL. The Pittsburgh Pirates on 1020 KDKA. St. Louis Cardinals 1120 KMOX. San Diego Padres 760 KFMB. And Spanish 1420 XEXX. San Francisco Giants 680 KNBR, Spanish 1170 KLOK, Seattle Mariners 710 KIRO, and the expansion teams, the Florida Marlins will be on 560 WQAM, and the Colorado Rockies on 850 KOA. In a conflict with the Denver Nuggets, I'll have to find the substitute station in the area unless Wayne Heenan can come up with some information on that. But I certainly hear to hope from you fans in case there are some changes or whatever in the flagships. Since this is just in February, my number here is 708-798-0571. And I'll be thankful for any information you can do to help make this sports report an even better one than it is. So thanks again, friends. We'll see you again next month. Take care.
CKLW.
Thanks much, Ken. And as you may have noticed, we have the sports networks a little bit out of sync there. But the reason for that was that we made an error here in production and put on the wrong one a while back. And we wanted to make sure that all the sports networks tapes got aired. So that's why it's a little bit out of sync. And we'll be caught up on the May edition of the DX Audio Service. So with that in mind, let's just trudge on. And, well, who do we have here? Looks like none other than our good friend, Mr. Wayne Heinen from the Colorado Rockies with CPC information.
When it's springtime in the Rockies.
Nice music, Fred. Nice going. Well, we're wrapping down the CPC season this year, and as we get into spring, we'll start out with Saturday, March 27th, WECO 940, P.O. Box 940, Wartburg, Tennessee, 37887. And they'll conduct a test from 0000 to 030. The test will consist of tones, bluegrass music, voice, and code IDs. Reports to Mr. Carl Stump, Chief Engineer, arranged by the IRCA. Monday, March 29th, WLKW 790, 75 Oxford Street, Suite 401, Providence, Rhode Island, 02905, will conduct a test from midnight to midnight 15. The test will contain code IDs. Reports to Mr. Jeffrey Lalumiere, L-A-L-U-M-I-E-R-E, Chief Engineer. That test arranged by the IRCA. Thursday, April 1st, WCPM 1280, 101 Keller Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 40823, will conduct a test from 0100 to 0115. The test will include tone and voice IDs. Reports to Mr. J. George Bibb, B-I-B-B, KS4K, President, arranged by the IRCA. Monday, April 19th, WVHI 1330, 3rd and Main, Evansville, Indiana, 47708, will conduct a test from 0100 to 0400. The test will include music, tone, voice, and code IDs. Reports go to Mr. Ralph Turpin, T-U-R-P-E-N, and his call is K-A-9-O-W-T. He's the Vice President and General Manager. That test was arranged by the IRCA. Then we have Saturday, April 31st, WGNB 530, 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. We'll conduct a test from midnight to 0500. The test will include music, tone, voice, and code IDs. Power is listed as 60 watts carrier current. Reports to Mr. Fred Bobe, KB8BMQ, President, arranged by the National Radio Club, CPC. And finally, for the 1993 DX season, Saturday, April 31st, CFFB 1230, P.O. Box 490, Aqualit, Northwest Territories, Canada, X0A 0H0. We'll conduct a test from 0400 to 0500 Eastern Time. The test will include music, tone, voice, and code IDs in both Eskimo and English. Reports to Nanak of the North, Chief Engineer, arranged by the National Radio Club, CPC. And now for an update on the WMT DX test, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Greetings, UDX Audio Service types. Jim Snowbarger reporting to you live and direct via tape recorder from the heartland of America, Marshalltown, Iowa, 501-580-902. Ever listen to those DXCPC tests and wonder, well, how did they get out? You know how they get it at your location, but how do they sound around the country? Well, I just happen to have right here in my hot little hand one, two, three cassettes that came back in response to the WMT test from Cedar Rapids. We were on 600 kilohertz with 5,000 watts, non-directional from midnight to 1230. 1230 to 1 central time, we went over to the three-tower directional array that has a fairly deep null at 170 degrees. That's a little bit east of south. Aimed right at WRAC in Memphis to protect their little butts. And thank goodness they protect ours, too. So, how did it sound? Well, that from the Ozarks, Springfield, Missouri. That's Rick Sellers. Rick Sellers, he is the vice president in charge of programming and operations. He's quite a guy, and he's the one who let us do this test. And he had a lot of fun, too. Don't let him kid you. That was recorded in the Ozarks at Springfield, Missouri, which is only about 500 miles south of here. And normally I get KWTO, which is the 550 station down there.
That's 560.
So this is no big accomplishment. So what's the big deal here?
That's right. That's what I want to know. Did it make it to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
Man, if you make it to Atlanta, man, you've been doing something.
Man, it is no problem at all. Listen to this. This was recorded in Atlanta, Georgia.
This is 600 WMT. William Mary Tom, WMT in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, conducting our first ever DX test in cooperation with the National Radio Club. And we've heard also from Bob Brown in Lansdale, Pennsylvania this morning. He just heard us. Heard the Morse code WMT1 at 3 minutes after midnight our time. We are conducting a test. This will last for the next about 50 minutes or so.
Now, that was recorded on our non-directional array down in Stone Mountain, Georgia, actually. So what was happening up in Calgary, Alberta about this time?
600 cable stereo, 90.9, Vancouver's home of classic rock. Rolling about 60 minutes worth there. And another 60 on deck, 1024 with Mark McCoy.
Well, obviously Vancouver was dominating at that point, but they didn't do that through the whole hour. If you listen in the background, though, you'll hear our distinctive Morse code.
Super Bowl 27 will be at the odds of 7th and Burnaby. Doors open at 1 p.m.
Stadium buffet, cut by 1:30.
Now, Sean Axelrod up in Winnipeg did not record us, but he reported that our signal actually increased in strength when we went to the directional pattern. There's a reason for that, of course, and that is that when you chop off part of the radiation pattern and stay at the same power, that 5,000 watts has to go somewhere. I mean, it's kind of like a balloon. When you blow it up and you push in on one side, Well, normally it bulges out on the other, but I think we just had a little transmitter overload there, folks. That's what's called antenna gain. That's what's called beaming and focusing a signal. You actually can get an effective radiated power that's much above your rated 5,000 watts in the primary direction of coverage. So you can take a 5,000 watt and get an effective 30, 40,000 watts beaming out if you got a tight enough pattern. Well, we don't. It's only three towers. But what happened when we went directional?
And now we are going to switch to our directional antenna, and you will hear Morse code certified WMT3 in just a few seconds.
This was recorded in the Ozarks. Well, now, we don't have a very good recording of that session. There was a problem with the tape recorder there, I think, and might have been a noisy environment. But it doesn't appear to have made that much difference in the Ozarks. So how about Atlanta? Way, way down in Atlanta. Yes, that directional pattern does make a difference, doesn't it? Well, how did it work out up in Vancouver? Well, actually, we weren't in Vancouver, if you may recall. We were listening in Calgary, Alberta. CHRX, which apparently is in Vancouver, is still fairly dominant on the frequency, but we're in there. Not very well. Now, I would have expected to see an increase in that way, because that's directly opposite. Well, not directly, but somewhat opposite the directional pattern on null. But there's a definite three there.
No one plays as much classic rock as we do. We're the classic rock station. CHRX in the country.
Well, that's it for this month. If you're good, and if I am too, which is a problem because I've been known not to be, I'll be back next month with a look at KLEE 1480 and their tests. Till then, Jim Snowbarger saying, calculator modulator.
WYFE. The men from 1150.
On our DXChange, Dr. Bruce Elving at Post Office Box 336, Esko, Minnesota 55733 has a quantity of GE Super Radio 2s for sale at $50 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, or $65 plus shipping and handling with an FM selectivity filter installed. If you're interested in purchasing one with an SCA, that's FM subcarrier installed, write first for the exact price. Al Merriman at Post Office Box 66 in Annandale, Virginia 22003 is offering a JRC NRD 535D in excellent condition, except for a couple of light scratches on the left side, at $1,200, and a JRD NRD 525 like new with optional 1 kHz filter and a service manual and dust cover for $650. That's our DXChange. Send them in and we'll report them on the DX Audio Service.
WYFE.
On part two of the DX Audio Service, we've got the Market Scope featuring you, the star, including a classic air check of Ken Chatterton in 1953. See you on side two of the DX Audio Service for April 1993.